Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to my show. Today, I have a very, very special guest who has inspired me for so many years, and she continues to inspire me. She continues to inspire my daughters and a lot of my surroundings, Dr. Joan Marquez. I am so happy to have you.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very pleased and honored to be here. So thank you.
You're an incredible woman. I have never met a woman that is so humble. She serves as a dean and professor of management at Woodbury University School of Business. And I just can't wait to dive in and share the amazing work that you do, Dr. Marquez, and how you inspire women like me.
I hope I do, because that is definitely my goal in life, you know, to inspire women and to help them wherever I can in any possible way and in any possible field.
Well, you're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing a great job, and I can't wait to be like you. Ah. Well, let's dive in. What inspired you to join Woodbury University?
Well, I always wanted to continue my education in my home country. I'm originally from Suriname in South America. And it's a very, very small country. It's not an island, as many people think. It's just a very small country. And the university there was then open, then closed, and there was just no opportunity to get further education than the bachelor's degree I had. So when I finally came here, I thought, you know what, I really have to get my education and do that as the very first thing. And so I learned about Woodbury University in a very funny way. I was actually applying to another university, and at the post office in Burbank, the woman at the counter said, "I'm not mailing this application out to you. You're first going to check out Woodbury University because it's an awesome place where my two sons graduated." Now the rest is history. I went there and I never left.
Wow. That's so amazing. What inspired you to become the dean of the School of Business?
That just happened because I had so many different jobs. I was first a student, and then I was hired as an advisor, and then I became an adjunct faculty member for many years. So I was doing other things. I was an entrepreneur, bringing out my own journals and books and all that stuff. And at a certain point, the position opened for a full-time faculty member. And right as I got that job, the dean bombarded me to the chair and then to the assistant dean. And next thing I knew, when he retired, he tagged me as the next dean. And that's how it happened.
From what I remember, it all happened so quickly.
Yes, it seems so.
Well, very inspiring, very inspiring. Because usually in academia, things take so long.
Well, I just said it in 30 seconds, but it was 10, it was 18 years.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about the School of Business, which I was blessed and lucky enough to attend.
Yes.
I not only got my bachelor's degree from Woodbury School of Business, but I also got my MBA right after earning my
That's a good bachelor. Thing to do.
I was so inspired by the professors, by the school. I love the small classroom sizes. I love the fact that every classroom that I was in, every subject that I took, they made me get up and talk in front of the class and present.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Woodbury, the School of Business of Woodbury, was so way in advance back 20 years ago, because that's when I attended. They were thinking so ahead, preparing us to do public speaking, preparing us to learn how to be comfortable and present and convince.
Exactly.
That nowadays, every entrepreneur, every CEO in a corporate environment or small business setting, whatever, they need to have the presentation skills. They need to know how to speak publicly. These are skill sets that are trending now, that are necessary now. But you guys were doing that 20 years ago when I was attending the School of Business.
Well, we were doing it even longer ago, because I attended the same School of Business 25 years ago.
Wow.
And I was forced to do the same things. And I never really dreaded it, because, you know, it really put us up front there. It's a very small school here in Burbank, but it stands tall with all the other big ones. And I feel that when I, as now a dean and a professor, stand on a podium with other people from Harvard and Stanford and all the other big universities, I'm not any less than them. Yeah. Actually, I often am in the lead, as are my colleagues. So because we come from this small environment, because we have learned to speak up, because we've learned to be collegial, because we're so comfortable with diversity. Yes. And equity and inclusion, because all our classes are formed, as you know, in a U shape. We have to face each other. Dr. Diman, one of my colleagues and one of your mentors too, always says it's a potluck environment. So everybody brings knowledge into the room, not just the professor as if we are a bank, you know, depositing on a bank account, but everybody is bringing value to the classroom. And because of that, that respect that we have for the students and for everybody in the room, that really exudes and makes people like you and me, you know, very aware of what we want to do in life. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're proud of people like you and some of our other alumni who really, really set a tone, who set a trend in society and do great things, do awesome things.
But it's amazing how almost every alumni I've met from the School of Business is comfortable, just like me, speaking, doing, you know, keynote speaking, becoming panelists. It's never a question. Everyone's like, yep, I'm ready.
Because
we've been doing it for years.
Exactly.
They're ready. Mandatory at schools to graduate.
They're ready. And, you know, the great part is they also stay in touch with each other and they keep helping each other many, many, many years, decades after they graduated. So it's a great thing.
And speaking of Harvard and USC and Woodbury University, you know, I do have friends from different universities, and we always talk about this, how most of my team, and by my team I mean my accountants, my bookkeeper, my PR person, or whatever, if I have certain services that I'm utilizing outside of my company, they're all Woodbury alumni. And I think, to your point, the potluck idea really connected us to the point where we trust each other.
Yes.
And when we need something, we need a service or we need help with something, it's usually Woodbury alumni that I'll personally lean on before I go and seek out someone else. Where I've noticed a lot of my colleagues and friends who are graduates from other schools, they don't know a single person from their alumni group. Yeah. I'm like, so why are you even like part of the alumni? It's like, well, you know, sometimes we go to the games at USC and it's fun. I'm like, okay, do you know the other alumni? Yeah. Do you guys keep in touch? Do you elevate each other? Do you help? Nope. And so that's the biggest takeaway for me, the community within the school that helped us and uplift each other. We really do.
Even when they are at crossroads, you know, they contact one another, or I would get a LinkedIn note, hey professor, do you know such and so such a person? I saw that they are in your circle. Can you bring me in touch with that person? And we do it gladly. So many decades after we've been in touch, we stay in touch, and whenever there is any need from either side, you know, we know where to find each other. And it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
And I want to talk about the fact that the School of Business at Woodbury is accredited. I mean, less than 5% of the schools in the nation are accredited.
Not just the nation, the world.
The world.
The world.
I mean,
we have AACSB accreditation, which is a very high and rigid accreditation. So universities and colleges usually have WASC accreditation. That is the foundation. But then we have ACBSB and AACSB. And AACSB is a tough one. Less than 5% of business schools in the whole world have that accreditation.
Wow.
So it's really tough, but it sets us as thought leaders.
Yep.
So the teachers that you get in that school are people who have proven their quality, who have written books, who have studied the topic and know it inside out and know how to guide you to the next level in your life.
And another thing that I want to highlight that I experienced from my time at Woodbury was the fact that diversity and inclusion was part of our educational system.
Embedded.
20-something years ago. And now the rest of the society is starting to talk about diversity. And I'm like, where were you guys when we were studying this?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Woodbury is known that the school exists since 1884 as a business school. And we're proud to always say, and there are pictures in the hallway, you may have seen them. Even the first graduating group had about 50% women in there. So it's amazing to think that even around 1889 or 1890-something, there were already so many women in that school, aside from the men.
Woodbury University accepted the first woman as a university. Woodbury was the first university to accept a woman.
Well, there you go.
In higher education.
There you go.
That tells us a lot.
That tells a lot.
Let's talk about the Armenian celebration of success that is being being, I guess, launched by through Diverse Voices Rising. Speaking of Diverse Voices Rising, I love this conference that you guys are starting to do, and I'm excited that the Armenian Celebration of Success is the first conference for Diverse Voices Rising that you'll be doing to highlight the Armenian community on June 24th, on Saturday, June 24th, encouraging the next generation to continue their education and follow their dreams. And I love that with this event, you are you're supporting the Armenian community by by highlighting the leaders and by bringing the community and all the different organizations. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have a fantastic panel, and I have to say, Maria, you've done an awesome job on that as well.
Thank
we
you.
Have people like, you know, the city manager of Glendale and a number of very, very impressive lawyers and people from, you know, the great part is the panel will have people from all walks of life in leadership positions, and that makes it fascinating. But we won't only have a panel. You know, the person who will moderate the panel is a very well-known person, Araxia Karapetian. Oh, yeah. So we're very proud to have her there. And thank you also for being very instrumental in making that happen. And aside from the panel, we will have different entities volunteering there. And, you know, there will be so much pleasure, so much fun there, opening our doors there and having this family atmosphere that Saturday. I can't say enough about how much I'm looking forward to it. And of course, how much I hope that a number of the people that are currently listening to this program would like to join us.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, the main purpose of this event, I feel like, is going to be the networking and uplifting each other.
Opportunities for everybody.
And you know, the pandemic had such a huge impact on all of us, specifically the younger generation. I feel like the 18, 19-year-olds, the 20-year-olds that just graduated from college lacked the networking skills.
Yes, they have been deprived of that in the past 3 years. And it's very sad because many of them don't know any better anymore. You know, they have become so secluded, so much into their little cocoon. And we need to bring them out because human beings are organic beings. And, you know, there is a lot to be said about the power of networking, that coziness that you have when you meet each other, when you can talk to each other. You know, you don't have that when you're always on Zoom or, you know, on TikTok or whatever. It's good. All these great, you know, social networks are fantastic. But we're still human beings, and we still need that human warmth. And I think that this event, Diverse Voices Rising, the Armenian Celebration of Success, I believe it will be a success in that people will have an opportunity to be people again and to communicate and to embrace each other.
And just support each other.
Learn from each other. Yes.
You know, when I choose to do business with people, it's usually based on their personalities.
Yes.
I like them, then I do business with them. And
I
feel the same goes with me. When people like me, they want to give me projects to work on or business. And so I'm a huge advocate for networking and also inspiration. I'm, like you said, you've got such an amazing panel speakers from all the way from film producers
to
you
law,
captain of the police, Glendale City, Glendale of Police Department.
To entrepreneurs, younger people, older people,
also
people
influencers.
In influencers,
you know, that have over, you know, half a million followers who started their brands and now they're entrepreneurs. So it's going to be an array of different.
So there will be something for everybody there.
Exactly.
Yeah, there will
be
something for everybody. I really look forward to it. I can't, you know, I hope the weather gods will be on our side and that it will be beautiful weather. But I do believe so. We're in the heart of summer almost. But I really think that there will be a lot to see, a lot to experience, and a lot of embracing. And, you know, people will be able to be in the step and repeat and take pictures and to get to know each other. I think that's really, as you just already said, it's very important that there is networking opportunity there. There will be so many leaders of the Armenian society there. So how much better is it to be able to shake these people's hands and get to know them and establish a connection with them? And that is an opportunity you don't get every day.
And do it all under 2 hours.
I mean, 11 to 1.
Right?
11 to 1.
Yes. And the one other thing I want to mention about the event that I'm extremely excited about is the fact that
there's going to be a handful, if not more, of Armenian organizations, such as Armenian Students Association, AJBU, yes. and Armenian Professionals Association. All these different associations will also be present to create awareness about the good work that they do, so the community can learn about them. And if they want to join associations, they can.
That's important.
That to me was also, that's the most exciting part, because I have two daughters, and my daughters attend Notre Dame High School. It's a private Catholic school, so they're not exposed to the Armenian community.
Right.
So this is such an exciting thing for me to take them and let them get to know these different organizations and hopefully join them. Let's talk a little bit about your programs at the School of Business. I know you have some exciting things going on right now.
It is fantastic. We, you know, by default, we already have an MBA program where you and I both are alumni from, but we also have four BBA programs. So we have a bachelor's in accounting, a bachelor's in fashion marketing, one in management, and one in marketing. And we have a computer information systems program because, you know, that's a big thing these days. But this fall, we're also introducing new programs like the Master's in Organizational Leadership. And we've done a successful presentations for the city of Glendale, and we'll be doing one for the city of Burbank next week. And then we also have certificate programs, because certificates are the next big thing. You know, young people are really, not everybody wants to do a 4 years degree. Not everybody wants to come to college for a long time traditionally, but they want the quick gratification. So we are starting with certificate programs in production accounting, in digital marketing, and in inclusive leadership, and that is the DEI component, diversity, equity, and inclusion, that we were mentioning earlier, that we're so big on. So that will start, that will all start this fall.
That's amazing. I'm so excited about all these different certificates.
Me too.
To your point, you know, I have friends that work in the entertainment industry, and they were telling me, you know, they thought about getting their MBA, but with family and kids and the workload, they can't really do it. But if they do get certain certificates, they can get a $10,000 raise for this certificate and $20,000 raise for that. And I'm like, well, why aren't you jumping
aren't
on
you
this?
Yeah, they have to do that. Yeah. And a lot of people who work at companies usually also get tuition reimbursement.
Right.
So it helps.
Right.
So they should really consider it. We have a number of sessions this week and next week, and we'll be promoting them on social media. So whoever sees them, please jump on the bandwagon and come and talk.
Yes.
You know, they will be virtual, so it's very easy.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. What's one thing that you advise the younger listeners, the ones that are struggling with figuring out what to do in their lives?
I will say don't panic, because I've had that myself and at several stages in my life. The thing is that we always want to do something at this point, and the thing that you do today will not necessarily be the thing that you want to do 10 years from now or 20 years from now. Don't be down on yourself, and never panic about what the future will bring, because just like what my mentor said, your rice has already been cooked, meaning your future has already been settled. It doesn't mean that you need to go sit and wait.
Right.
Yes, you still need to struggle. You still need to hustle, but it will come. If you work hard enough, you will meet that one thing that will snap in your head and say, this is it for me. So be patient, and it will come. And talk to people, not only your best friends and you know, people that you're very comfortable with. Get out of your comfort zone. For instance, come to the event on the 24th, but meet people that you don't usually meet and talk to them. And that's where the light bulb may go on.
Thank you so much, Dr. Marquez. You are so inspiring. And in terms of the event, you can go to woodbury.edu/events, and you can see the event and register. And in terms of, you know, if you want to learn more about the School of Business at Woodbury University, again,
yes, they can always email me, you know, joan.marquez@woodbury.edu.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.